Welcome to Mark and Friends for July 31st, 2025. I'm your friend Donna Leland, and today we bring on a familiar voice, Ani Lutschman. And Ani is a part of the team here at WLUJ Great News Media, the Director of Listener Relations. Thanks so much, Ani, for joining us.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. It is quite a privilege and my great honor to get to join you.
Now, if you call WLUJ and you need to know a song name, or you want to leave a request, a prayer request, or you need some other information, Ani is the sweet voice that you're going to hear. And Ani, during your time with us, you have heard from so many wonderful, wonderful listeners.
Absolutely. It is such a joy and a delight getting to come here each day and getting to connect with such an amazing listener family, listening friends and family base that we have here at this ministry. God has just blessed us so richly, and you guys are just truly a gift from the heavens. You brighten each and every one of our days. You fuel the mission. Of course, by God's grace, this ministry is fueled, but you guys play such a significant role, and we couldn't be any more grateful for you. We especially are so thankful for your notes of encouragement in each and every letter. It's such a joy to shuffle through and get to kind of connect with you guys, and really appreciate each response and word of love and Bible verse and note of encouragement that you guys send.
Just recently, we've been having some issues with all of the disruption in our radio signals because of actually the atmosphere. Mark put a text out to all the staff and said, you know, if anyone's calling in about their signal diminishing or going out altogether, it really was because of all of this incredible heat and atmospheric conditions. Now, Ani, we have something called Radio Scouts. Tell us about the Radio Scouts and what a wonderful job they've done.
Yes, we are so tremendously grateful for our Radio Scouts. A very special little group of our wonderful listening family who listen to this ministry in all different parts of Illinois, and we are obtaining some in our new Keokuk, Iowa, and we're so grateful for you guys, our dear friends, who inform us of any repeated program, any hiccup on the air of static or kind of silent air. A lot of these are very unpredictable, and we're very thankful for you guys keeping us in the loop and keeping us informed so we can be prompt to assess and fix and get you guys back on the air and hearing the good word and the good news over your airwaves. And do want to thank some very special Radio Scouts who are so quick and prompt. We have an amazing group of Radio Scouts and listening friends, but just to highlight these really tremendous Radio Scouts and phenomenal. Cheryl of Whitehall is so incredible and so sweet, always calling in with such a great encouragement and always letting us know when we're off the air. We don't have too many in that area, so we're very thankful, especially if you're in a smaller town. We would love to connect with you, and if you would be interested in being a Radio Scout, we're so thankful. We don't have coverage in every area as we expand, and we would love to obtain some more Radio Scouts. You're such a blessing to us and the operations of this ministry. I also want to say thank you so much to Sam, who is also known as Miriam, but we know her as our beloved Sam. She's so quick and amazing to let us know when the Springfield area is off the air, and she listens and prays. So many blessings over this ministry and our listening family, and we're so thankful for her. And Virginia of Elkhart is such a gift from the Lord as well, and I heard it was her birthday recently, so I wanted to say a happy birthday to her. Thank you for your listening and your love. Lucille as well, sweet Virginia and Lucille. And I want to say one more thank you to Martha of Jacksonville, who is just a prayer warrior, always praying blessing over this ministry and all the ears to hear, and we're so thankful for all who do pray for this ministry, so thank you.
And like Ani said, we can always use more Radio Scouts, and we've got some wonderful friends. Now, a scout is always someone who here's a program, but maybe it was yesterday's program and our computer decided it didn't want to air today's program. And so you give us a call and say, guys, I think we heard that before. So it's just so helpful because we cannot be listening 24/7. And we know some of our wonderful scouts, they're right there for us. We love getting feedback, don't we, Ani, about the music. And sometimes people will call in and say, oh, I love that song. What was the name of it? And it's just our joy to be able to tell them whenever they've enjoyed a song. Well, here's one that someone called in and they just loved hearing it. It's Nancy Honeytree. It's her song Every Single Day. Let's enjoy it. Something else, Ani, that I'm so grateful that you help us out with is the community calendar. And just speak a word about how powerful that is for our community.
I'm so glad you brought that up. We would love to highlight if you have a God-honoring event happening around the community, at your church, or individually, we would love to help you promote. And you do that by just visiting our webpage, wluj.org. and hopping on the community calendar tab, where you'll find lots of fun events locally, family-oriented, a lot of free, fun, wonderful events on there. that are honoring unto the Lord. If you hop on there, you can also submit your local event so we can get some PSAs going. Just submit your information on the community calendar tab, and we will do a series of PSAs that will roll on the air in a rotation, and then we'll also have you on the calendar online. And we're so grateful for each entrusted to us to help promote and get people gathering in the name of Jesus.
Another much loved and requested artist is Fernando Ortega, and it just seems like our listeners cannot get enough of him. So here's one of his songs that I've always enjoyed over the years. It's Fernando, Jesus, King of Angels. Something we've started, Ani, is whenever I have an interview of someone maybe who have written a book, a lot of times the publisher is so generous and they give us 5 books, and they would love for us to give those away. So that's been kind of neat, isn't it, as we've made this available for our listeners.
Yes, Moody is so gracious and so wonderful to work with us, this ministry, in such a fun way, and we love to bless our listening friends. So oftentimes you'll hear on a Thursday morning a fun little book giveaway. So we do encourage you to give us a call and leave a message. We love hearing your excited voices on there. It's a tremendous blessing to us, and there are always some phenomenal reads.
I'm thinking sometimes, Ani, you know, they hear about a book and maybe they're not that interested in it, but yet maybe someone else they know in their world could benefit from that book. So, you know, consider calling in on behalf of someone else, and then you're going to have that resource to then give as a gift, right? There's nothing wrong, is there, Ani, with regifting?
Absolutely not. And the Lord will definitely lead you in whom you could give it to, and it will be a blessing for.
Another event that we do here at WLUJ, our studios on Mason, is our prayer time. Once a month, it's the first Tuesday of the month, people gather here in the studios. And Ani, that has been a real blessing, hasn't it?
Yes, it's my favorite day of the month. It's such a treat and a delight getting to visit with some dear friends of the ministry. And Butch, our dear Butch, has been running this prayer meeting for, I believe, near 10 years or so. And he is just very wonderful. It's such a sweet little gathering. We would love if you'd come and join us at 10 a.m. the first Tuesday of every month. So coming up this Tuesday, the 5th of August. Believe it or not, it is August. And we hope you'll join us. We have some coffee, a kind of a small brunch or breakfast. And we pray over a variety of topics and your write-in prayer request, which we love receiving. And we do pray over all month, and we save our list, and we are continuously praying over your prayer requests. So please know they are being seen and loved on, and we do lift up all of your requests and appreciate your writing in. And if you're able to join us, we'd love to have you at 600 West Mason Street this Tuesday and the first Tuesday of every month.
It just feels good to know that there are people praying over our listeners, and we know you, dear listener, are also on our prayer team, and you are lifting us up and calling on the name of Jesus on behalf of this ministry. And we feel that, don't we, Ani? Because we've had so many challenges with the addition of these two amazing ministries, and there has been some real setbacks.
Absolutely. I think as we advance the kingdom and the work of the Lord, there's always going to be the kind of target on our back from the enemy and the opposition. But the Lord will sustain us, and He is so good, and He's provided, and He's blessed us so richly. We're so excited that Decatur is on the air, and Keokuk has been on the air probably about a month now or more. We're so blessed, and we've been hearing from a few Keokuk friends, and we hope to hear from more of you. So if you feel so led, as you are in the Keokuk region, we'd love to hear from you here at the station. We're so over the moon that Decatur is up on the air, WDKR, that's 107.3. And you can hear that all over the place, really, in central Illinois. It's our largest coverage. We're so excited to have Decatur back on the air. And we want to say a special thank you to all the Decatur dear friends who have faithfully stood with us in prayer and support, even during this time of waiting, as we work to get Decatur back on the air. And Mark and Joe and Steve and Dave and many others worked very tirelessly trying to get that back on the air. As the Lord wills, we were back on the air this last Thursday, and pray that is going to be used to the glory of God.
That sweet voice is the voice of Ani Lutchman, and as you call here to the studio of WLUJ, she'll be the one answering the phone from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Ani is at the phones and just wanting to receive whatever your need is and just be a blessing. Well, thank you so much, Ani, for taking time out and spending this with us on Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll close out this Mark and Friends with another fan favorite song. Here's Petra, the coloring song. Thanks so much for joining us on Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of great news media. Have a great day.